what we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report, she was the first Latina in many political arenas. Gloria Molina has lost her battle with cancer. Getting to the bottom of the surge in fentanyl overdose deaths among unhoused people.
What we've seen is just an explosion, a real acceleration in the last couple of years, and I do think it's a wake-up call.
And as the writer's strike enters its third week, find out how the last one helped propel a fading TV celebrity to renewed fame and eventually the White House. Good morning. It's Monday, May 15th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. Former political leader Gloria Molina passed away Mother's Day at her home in Mount Washington after a long battle with cancer. The former Los Angeles County supervisor, city council member, and assembly member was known for her political activism and fierce advocacy for her constituents. She was also a member of a quilting group, the East LA Stitchers. Fellow stitcher Yolanda Barroso says that Molina meant so much to her.
She gave me a voice because I used to be very shy. She showed me to speak up, to be confident in myself. Those are life skills, life things that she showed me that no one can take from me.
In the final months of Molina's life, the East LA Stitchers helped her complete nearly 300 quilts that were given to friends and loved ones. To learn more about Molina's passion for quilting and how that led to empowering dozens and dozens of women, go to our website, laist.com. Protesters gathered outside the federal building in downtown L.A. over the weekend to show their support for Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan.
God bazaega Pakistan!
Imran Khan! Imran Khan!
God bazaega Pakistan!
Imran Khan! Imran Khan!
Khan was abruptly arrested by military forces at an Islamabad courtroom on Tuesday, where he faced trial on corruption charges. Protests then erupted across Pakistan, turning violent and even deadly. At least 10 people were killed. Thousands of others were arrested. Khan was arrested Friday after the Supreme Court in Pakistan declared the arrest illegal. He still has wide public support there, although he was removed by Parliament last year in a vote of no confidence. Sudef Agha is a decade-long Khan supporter who was at the L.A. protest this past weekend. She says some protesters in Pakistan are still unaccounted for.
We'll continue the protest, the pressure, until all of them are out, to be honest, because it's not the fight for just one person.
Khan claims his removal last year and the 100 criminal charges that he faces are a campaign against him by the current prime minister, the Pakistani military, and the United States. All three deny those claims. In Los Angeles County, on average, 2 unhoused people die from an overdose every day. That's according to new figures showing drug-related deaths doubled from 2019 to 2021. LAist housing reporter David Wagner asked homeless health experts why this is happening.
Drug overdose has been the leading cause of death among LA's unhoused for years now. John Masseri with the nonprofit People Concern says fentanyl is to blame for driving those numbers even higher.
For a while, Los Angeles was kind of lagging behind the rest of the country in terms of opioid overdoses and fentanyl. But what we've seen is just an explosion, a real acceleration in the last couple of years. And I do think it's a wake-up call.
County health officials are distributing the overdose-reversing nasal spray Narcan to people living in LA's tent encampments. But Masseri says the county may need supervised drug use sites to prevent overdoses. Last year, Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed a bill that would have allowed safe injection sites in L.A. For LAist 89.3, I'm David Wagner.
The Hollywood writers' strike is starting a third week now, and other entertainment unions are showing their support. But social media has revealed some confusion over what work falls under the Writers Guild of America restrictions. Most animation writers, for example, are covered under a separate entity, the Animation Guild, or TAG, that also includes animation artists and technicians. TAG workers fall under a different contract, so their employers can legally replace them if they refuse to work during the WGA strike. Animation Guild business representatives Representative Stephen Kaplan says animation writers are pushing for many of the same things the WGA is, such as higher wages and improved benefits.
We are encouraging people to support the WGA as much as possible because the best deal the WGA can get will equal the best deal that the rest of organized labor in entertainment can get.
Kaplan says TAG members can still support the strike by spreading the WGA's message on social media, dropping off supplies at a strike line, or just honking as they drive by. Kaplan notes that writers for animated shows for adult audiences such as The Simpsons, American Dad, and Family Guy are covered under the WGA, not TAG. Prior to the 2007 labor dispute between producers and the Writers Guild, former President Donald Trump's reality show, The Apprentice, was taken off the air, only to be renewed again. LAist arts and entertainment reporter John Horn offers this take on how the show's revival may have helped lift Trump to the White House.
The show gets a new life, and it runs for 7 years, all the way up to his announcing his run for the presidency. And you can argue, I think reasonably, that without Celebrity Apprentice, he's forgotten. But with Celebrity Apprentice, he has a TV audience, he has his own fame, and he also has this image of himself as a shrewd and successful businessman, all of which comes to play when he decides to run for president.
And John has more on how the previous WGA strike may have helped propel Trump at LAist.com. John hosts the weekly Retake podcast, and in the latest episode, he explores how artificial intelligence is impacting the entertainment industry and what role it might serve in the future of screenwriting. Coming up, hear about an effort to help care for those who care for us.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
Back now to the LA Report. A local mental health care agency is starting a support group for health care workers and first responders. LAist's Julia Paskin has more.
Demands on the healthcare system have gone down since the height of the pandemic, but many are still feeling the long-term impacts, and a lot are leaving their professions.
We felt like there was really a need there. There was a lack of a supportive environment for these people to realize that they're not in this alone.
Carolyn Levitan is Senior Director of Crisis Care for D.D. Hirsch Mental Health Services. She says there's stigma around asking for help in the healthcare industry, which leads to fear of judgment at work or even losing your job.
So to have a confidential, safe environment facilitated by highly trained counselors and therapists provides this safe setting for people to speak about their mental health issues potentially for the first time.
All first responders and healthcare workers in California are also welcome at the support group, which will run virtually for 8 weeks starting in July. Thanks to grant funding, LA and Orange County residents can attend for free. From LAist 89.3, I'm Julia Paskin.
Residents outside of Orange and LA counties should reach out to D.D. Hirsch to find out about other subsidies that may offset the cost to attend. You can find more information online at crisiscare.org. Soprano Samuel Moreno is making his Southern California debut this week. Marino's voice is novel, to say the least. When his voice did not fully break during puberty, his doctor suggested he try opera.
I just went to YouTube and I started listening to these contralto voices and everything. And was like, oh, so I can become a singer with this voice.
The young Venezuelan has two local shows this week. He's keeping it intimate with smaller venues, saying it's like he's singing for a group of friends over drinks. Marino will be appearing with the Santa Barbara-based orchestra Camerata Pacifica at the Huntington Library and Gardens on Tuesday, and also is scheduled to perform Thursday night in downtown L.A. at the Colburn School's Zipper Hall. It'll be sunny today in the valleys, though you'll see low cloudiness along the coast and in the L.A. Basin. Clearing to sunshine this afternoon. High temperatures mostly in the 70s in the valleys. It'll be in the 80s. Mid-90s in the Antelope Valley and low desert communities will be around 100 degrees. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. The AM edition is hosted by me, Suzanne Whatley, and produced by Michael Cosentino with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Brandon Bowles. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LAist's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Original music by Scott Kelly. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. You can read more at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.